Oh, hello, hello.
Hello. Hi, baby girl. Hi, girl. Hi, sissy nugget.
Okay.
Did you hear it all?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Welcome back. Hi, guys. Welcome to our podcast, Elvis Right Now, with Maggie and my beautiful co-host, Mary.
Hi.
So, how do you feel we've finally done this?
I've wanted to do this for so long, but only with you, because I feel like we always get in these really good conversations, and then we're always like, we should go live and talk about this live.
Yeah, that's true. We'll get into a FaceTime at like 3 a.m. being like, we want to talk about this right now, but we can't go live because we're ugly. So yeah. This podcast is a good alternative because you don't have to look at us.
I've always wanted to have a podcast just because, I mean, they're so cool. Like, I got into them during quarantine. And you learn things from them, you know, you can vibe, you know, driving to school or whatever. I love podcasts and I wanted to make one with Maggie so that we could just rant about Elvis, all things Elvis all the time.
It's so cool because it is like having a radio show. And also I feel like on your Instagram, I'm gonna plug it, my boy_my boy_.
Nice.
Mary's like known for doing her episodes. So she'll talk about like certain topics to do with Elvis. And then I will re-upload them on my story and then write an essay about what Mary said. So I feel like this is the in-between of that.
Yeah, like Maggie's really good at ranting about stuff, you know, putting things into words that people can like understand and like vibe with and form their own opinions. Whenever we get into conversation, I feel like I always learn something from talking to you.
Yeah, me too. Like, I love it.
Yeah, it's everything. We decided to start this podcast because we thought it could just be that little outlet for you guys to get into some good conversation with us.
We've tried this for so long, like in different forms. We've tried to do video interviews on like Zoom. We've tried to do it on Instagram before. The world, the universe just didn't want this to happen. That's exactly the moment we knew we had to do it.
I've had Maggie as a guest on my series that I do on my Instagram numerous times. And each time, girl, it was so hard to get that uploaded. So hopefully this goes well. If you guys are hearing it now, it did. And we may have struggled, but it is here.
Yeah, finally. Like, thank God.
If you guys like the channel art, that is all Maggie's doing. She's a great artist.
Just the classic rainbow. If you get it, you get it. It's one of those, if you know, you know. I think you will know if you're an Elvis fan, honestly.
Right. You know the Elvis album. Me and Maggie's fave. One of our faves.
Definitely our combined fave. I know your fave is Love Letters from Elvis. Yeah. Is it Love Letters or is it Love Letters from Elvis?
It's Love Letters from Elvis.
That's so
It's cute. So me. Like, you have to say, that is so me.
That is true. What's mine?
Your fave is, I know that you really like On Stage.
I think it's my fave. Like, I can't even decide, but like, yeah, it is.
That album, like, there's not one song on there I'd skip. It's so good.
Oh my god, yes.
Runaway.
Runaway's my favorite, like.
So, we can just make this episode pretty short.
Yeah, this is it. Bye.
Wait! I know this is kind of all over the place, but we do have a plan. We have some exciting stuff in the works. We were talking about how relevant Elvis is today, even though he died 43 years ago.
Yeah, I think it got heated, though, because not in between us, but like I feel like a lot of people are very defensive of Elvis, which they don't need to be. I think if you're a fan of Elvis and you like Elvis, you don't need to.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, and I talk about this a lot, about like how his image really ruled his life and like how people kind of hold him up to like this expectation or put him on this pedestal, and then they view him as this like god. They are quick to, you know, kind of put down that information, like tell it, like say it's not true, you know?
Yeah, there's like crazy standards people hold him to, like the whole God thing. And even like the Ken doll thing of him just being like, oh, he didn't smoke, he didn't swear, he didn't like cheat or anything. It's like, okay, he did do that, but everyone has flaws. So by saying he didn't do those things is like undermining his whole his biggest fear was to be, yeah, like misunderstood.
But like if people found out how human he really was, I think there was always that element of like, will I still have fans? Will people still support me? Will I still have this group of people that love me if I'm not all that they want me to be?
It's not even bad stuff. It's just stuff he perceived to be, like, not role model worthy, perhaps. And they would still love him because, in their minds, Elvis could do no wrong. So mm-hmm. I feel like people are a bit double standard or, like, maybe hypocritical to say they really do believe Elvis can do no wrong in the worst sense, because it's like, he did do wrong, and you know he did. It's almost like a denial.
There's those fans who are like, they love Elvis regardless, and then there's those fans who love their idea of who Elvis was, and they won't let any other information in other than their standard that they have in their head.
Another side of that is, like, I will never be the one to force information down people's throat. I know plenty of people who are fans, so, like, they won't want to know the ins and outs of everything he did. They're not going to read every book, and, like, I'm not even that person. I won't read anything I can get my hands on about him. It's not my thing. I know it's definitely yours. You're very into it, and I'm never going to look down on either of those people. Like, if you're a fan of someone, you're a fan. I'm not going to gatekeep. I'm not going to say, well, to be an Elvis fan, you have to like this, da-da-da-da-da. Like, that's not real. If you like someone, you're a fan.
Yeah, like my mom, who, she's the OG Elvis fan in my house, but she is very much like, she likes Elvis because she likes, you know, his charisma and his songs and his music. She likes that kind of, she's not really interested in knowing, like, all the ins and outs of his life and his relationships and his, you know, personal life. So she does, she owns up to that and says, I'm not really into that. I'm not going to speak on that. I don't really have an opinion on that. I'm kind of like, not the opposite, but I like to know everything that I can know about him, just because I feel like people are very quick, especially in my generation, to find those little like holes in the story where they can pick at and say, like, oh, well, he did this, so obviously he's this. And I just like to be able to back that up and, like, educate, like, them on it as much as I can.
Yeah.
But there are some people who just like Elvis because he sings nice and he's pretty, and I totally respect that also.
Like you just said, you don't want to have gaps in your knowledge if you're the one who likes to educate people and who likes to get into these conversations and debates. Debates are not arguments, by the way. So important to not have gaps in your knowledge. So where that's concerned, yes, I agree. Like, if you're going to try and preach on anything, be the educated person. Do not be the person who's like, I just like Elvis because he's this, so I'm going to preach about his personal life. Like, I think people know anyway what their own lines are, but a lot of people who are uneducated tend to speak on things, and it's like, no, 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 no.
I agree.
Another thing is that I think we were talking about it last night a little bit. We dipped into it, and like how iconic Elvis was in his own time. And like, you said he's even more relevant today, which I thought was really interesting. I'm not sure if that's what I would say, but honestly, convince me otherwise, you know?
I feel like I've talked to a bunch of people who think that Elvis is more relevant today, and I don't know if they mean in the sense of, like, you know, Elvis as a whole when he was living, like, hit Elvis in general in his career. But definitely, I would say, like, late 70s, or at least like the time where he died, I think he's way more relevant today than he was then. And I think a lot of that is because we have Graceland to go to, and we have like his merch to buy, and we have like the never ending supply of like new recordings coming out, and like new documentaries, like new footage to the documentaries coming out. So I feel like Elvis is just like the gift that keeps on giving throughout years, and that's something really special.
He's more of even not even an icon, he's more of a historical figure in that sense, like Shakespeare. I always group him in with like Shakespeare. That's it. I always group him in with Shakespeare.
No, it's Shakespeare, yeah. Jesus, Elvis. Yeah,
you know my theory. I've shared this. Shakespeare, Jesus, and Elvis. I'm not comparing them on any level. I'm not saying anyone's a god here who isn't. All I'm saying is, as a historical figure, they all stand like as known around the world, you know, the main person in their field. You think of plays, you think of Shakespeare, and you think of music, you tend to think of Elvis. And if not, like, there are so many people in music. I'm not saying you will think of Elvis, but if you are given like a picture of Elvis, you will know who that is regardless. So I always group them in the same thing as like historical people.
Elvis, for me, means so much when you say like music, like you say, or like you said, when you say music, you think of Elvis, because the music that we know today, Elvis played such a big part in bringing that to be. And so I feel like if he didn't exist or didn't carry out a career like he did, our music today would be very different. And that's why I credit him to a lot of like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you even said the other night, you said he didn't sing like, obviously he sang all genres of music. He sang rock and roll, gospel, even pop, stuff like that. But it was like, he doesn't sing any type of music. He sings Elvis music. He is his own genre of music. It's crazy.
Yeah, because we were talking about how, like, when Elvis existed, like, 76, 77, so did, like, the Rolling Stones, so did, like, disco music. It's just, like, all of that existed at the same time. But Elvis, like, and I'm sure if he lived longer, he would have, like, delved into those, like, up-and-coming genres. But I feel like his music is Elvis music. He was in this own little world, this own little bubble, unlike any other. And while all this stuff was competing with him, he was still selling out concerts.
Like you just said, like Led Zeppelin being alive at the same time as Elvis and like thriving while Elvis is still not, I don't even think Elvis was as relevant as he is today. He was selling out all his shows, but he was like becoming less and less relevant. I know a lot of people don't like to admit it, but he was irrelevant. You look at the 50s, you think Elvis. You even the 60s, you don't think of Elvis, you think of the Beatles. 70s, Elvis is not even on the radar for like his music historically. You think of 50s being Elvis's time because it was like that was his peak. You can't say he was like gaining more relevance even after the 50s. He wasn't. Even like the comeback special, like Elvis fans will see it as this huge iconic stamp. It really wouldn't have been as well. It would have been a blip. I think the main thing he did after the 50s would have been the Aloha from Hawaii. Yeah. It's the first satellite broadcast concert. And it like broke the records. So I think when people think of Elvis outside of like this community, if you're just like a person, not an Elvis fan,
yeah,
you know him for the 50s and maybe like him being older and maybe the caricature of like the overweight and the big hair and stuff like that, like the stereotypes.
I feel like a lot of people, when you say Elvis, either think of, you know, the overweight Elvis or they think of like blue suede shoes, hound dog.
You're going to think of the extremes because like that's what he did. And I hate to be controversial, but I'm going to say it. We can edit this if it's too crazy.
No, I like it.
We're gonna get hate. I'm gonna get hate for this, but I think if Elvis hadn't died when he did and in the way he did too, he would not be relevant today as he is. I do not think it's like Marilyn Monroe. That's what makes an icon.
Yeah, no, that's, we were talking about this before, and I said like whether you believe in like destiny or fate or whatever, I think that Elvis lived his life in a perfect circle. Like, people say, oh, he was taken too soon. I don't think he was taken too soon. I think that he lived that iconic life and that tragic ending, you know? Like, if he lived to be really old and kind of teetered off into really nothingness, like, you think of Frank Sinatra, like, his career died before he died.
We're speaking about people who aren't Elvis fans, who wouldn't think of Elvis in the way we do. We know about everything he sort of did. But, like, people outside of that bubble who wouldn't necessarily know, like me with Frank Sinatra, I am a fan of Frank Sinatra. I don't know his career. I don't follow him.
Right.
So, in that sense, I don't think about him beyond, like, his relevancy.
Right, and that's what people who aren't Elvis fans are going to think. The only things that would really stick out about his life were the really big monumental moments. But because he had such a short life, everything about it is so intriguing to people. And people want to know so much about his whole life. And so I feel like everything that he did is relevant in that sense. You don't just care like about the 50s. You care about everything because his life was so iconic.
And I don't want to like romanticize his dying young, a historic or analytic point of view. It's definitely a huge factor in why we even talk about him or know about him. Like, if you think about Tom Jones, obviously he's still alive. What does he do? He does The Voice in the UK. If anyone doesn't know that is a judge on The Voice. It's like, you're not relevant. Like, you're going down in the world. And not to hate on Tom Jones, you know, he's sort of a national treasure type person. Like, he's wholesome. He's sort of like a household name. But he's not, I don't think, ooh, Tom Jones, he's so interesting. Like, he's so, ooh, mysterious, controversial even. Like, yeah. And Elvis, sort of, you say his name and people know there's something about him.
There's so many unknowns about him that people either want to know or don't care to know, but have an idea about, you know?
That's kind of what makes him interesting. Like, everyone sort of knows something, whether it's like, oh, he married Priscilla, like, that's a whole thing, or, oh, he died in his bathroom. Like, there's so much that people just know, but don't care to delve into the information of. So I think that's the most interesting part. Like, even Marilyn Monroe, I keep coming back to her, but I feel they're in the same realm for me. Mm-hmm. But, like, her death has got so much conspiracy and mystery about it. If she hadn't died, you know, who would she be? She'd be a 50s actress.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, I don't know, like you said last night, I thought was really interesting, is, like, when people who died before their career died is what really makes their legacy stand out. If you kind of, if you live and your career kind of dwindles off and fades away, that's what makes you fade away ultimately. You just become less and less relevant until nobody really knows. But because Elvis isn't here and because we don't know, that's what makes people say, well, I want to know, what was this like? What was that like? Like, what did he sound like? And go in and try and figure out, like, what it was like.
Like, how an artist, how when they die, their work is more valuable because they can't make anymore. You can't ask them about it anymore. Like, there are so many, like, inventors who, once they died, their invention became, like, huge. It is really, like, you don't know what you've got till it's gone type thing. I started talking about Braille for no reason.
You went, and then I love Braille, girl. I just wanted to tell you that I have so many books on it.
I used a lot of Braille in my time. I haven't.
If we can make it like a solid 30 minutes every week, or not every week, but every time we upload.
Wait, okay, keep going.
Every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon.
Every day that ends in a Y, we're going to be doing this.
Would it be interesting to have, like, a question that we ask every podcast or something and then have people, like, comment? Then we could, like, address the question in the next episode and be like, and this is what people's thoughts were, and then, like, kind of talk about how we feel about what people said.
What are your thoughts on me being so controversial in this episode already? So, episode one,
do you like the controversy or no?
Wait,
should we do thank God Elvis died? Question mark.
Elvis expiration date.
Wait, okay, I'm gonna ask a question. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
I'm rolling this whole thing. I'm not editing it.
You're not? Girl, you have to.
I'm joking.
Girl, no. Do you think Elvis was taken too soon? Or do you think that he lived out his life to what it was meant to be and was taken at the time he was meant to die?
I don't know what else he would do. He was already, like, performing in Vegas, like a lot of people do now, like Donny Osmond and, like, who else? Barry Manilow, Tom Jones, like, you just basically become a Vegas performer. You're not, like, having huge concerts anymore. You know, you're not that person.
I think that's another thing a lot of people get into is, like, oh, what do you think Elvis would be doing if he were here today?
Nothing, bitch.
I think he would just be chilling.
Yeah, he would just be, like, first of all, how old would he be? Excuse me, 85?
Yeah, 85.
Honey, I don't think his immune system was even that good anyways. He had things wrong with him when he died anyways, multiple health problems. His organs were like three times the size they were supposed to be. He was on so much. He was, his body, his mind even, like, there's so much wrong.
His eyes were going blind, like, he had really bad glaucoma.
His hairline was receding. What else? He was ugly.
We can't ever say that he's ugly on here or else.
I think he's very attractive. We're talking conventionally. Isn't it crazy how Elvis just remained a sex symbol throughout his whole life when he was ugly?
How should we wrap this up?
What's your favorite song?
So, Maggie, just to bring it all back home to home base.
Oh.
Had a really good time talking with you today.
We can't use any of this, huh?
I like it. No, I feel like, no. I feel like what our opinions are have a right to be said, and I feel like the more controversial, the better, because it gets people thinking.
Comment down below, do you want to be part of the show? I will add you to a Skype call. We can all argue, and that could be a great episode. If you have the mind and the readiness and the courage to come on our show, but like anyone on Instagram who wants to get in on this, I would love to hear it.
Yeah, we want to have guests come on. Maybe we'll have some like people who work in Elvis work. Like you guys know John, you guys know, you know, our faves from Instagram. I'm sure he would be down coming onto the show. And you know, I know we kind of got into, I don't know what's going to be in the first episode or not, but we kind of got into some controversial stuff. And I feel like that's what me and Maggie do a lot. We spread our opinions, but we also want you guys to know that it's okay if you don't agree with everything we say.
Yeah.
And it's fine if you do. We hope that you...
I hope you don't agree with me. Yeah,
it keeps it interesting. It keeps the conversation flowing. But we just ask that if you don't agree, that you just still respect not only us and what we say, but what other people may say.
I don't say these things to make people heated. I say them because I know people are going to disagree and I know it's going to get that convo going.
Yeah, no, we always, that's what I always say, is because me and Maggie sometimes disagree on things and I always learn things from her by having those disagreements and talking through them. And I also was going to add that the Elvis community, like we were saying in the beginning, is very, very special in that the way that some people are interested in way different things than other people are interested in terms of Elvis.
We can do a mix of stuff like this, like discussions, debates, but we can also do light stuff, like talk about his movies and his career rather than like his life, maybe.
I do a lot of lighthearted stuff as well as some deeper conversation.
We can get fun. We can get some game going. It's going to be fun. To talk about more about the Instagram community, just because that's where we're coming from. Who's our faves right now? Who do we hate? Like, what's the... Wait! You just start a load of drama for no reason, like Elvis.
I'll go off about who I love, because I have a lot of accounts that I love.
I want to talk about it.
Okay, wonderful.
I mean, like, we could... Not instead. I love Mary's account. I think it's really juicy. I need to pull up Instagram. You know what my issue is? I'm really bad at remembering who's who on Instagram. Like, everyone has Elvis as their profile picture. Everyone has an Elvis reference in their username. It's really hard to know. Oh, I don't want to... Oh.
I swear. Wait a minute.
A comment if you're an Elvis account and I don't follow you, because I will follow you.
Yeah, we want to follow new people.
Make an Elvis account and comment.
Wait, I'll go off about some accounts that I love. Oh, no, you're going. Okay, go ahead.
Tell you who I love. Judy Mae Tyler. She's not an Elvis account, but she's a Judy Tyler account. And she's the woman in Jailhouse Rock. She plays Peggy, who died before the movie came out. But she's really cool. And there's a lot of Elvis incorporated because he was obviously a big part of her career. Mm-hmm. I think the pictures she gets as well are really cool. Like, because it's more Judy Tyler than Elvis, you get more rare ones, I think.
Yeah, I love her account. So cool. Very different.
Yes. I love Heather Ann Lomax. She does cool music. She always comments on my posts as well, which I love. She's always like, yes.
Very interactive. Such a sweet lady. I love her a lot. I think everybody's account brings something special to the table. I really like Ashley Drew. Her content is very cool. I like her and I like John Daly a lot. If there's anything you guys ever want to know about Elvis, he's the guy to go to.
You really do be. I'm trying to go in our DMs and see who we exchange. Like, we send each other pictures all the time about Elvis. I'm trying to see who's the...
Elvis. It's Elvis _ or Elvis dot, one of those two. But it's Elvis A. Presley _1935.
The way you know it, that's iconic.
Because her account is so good that she makes the best edits. Oh, Pink Presley.
Pink Presley, blue-eyed Elvis as well. Elvis baby.
Yes, I love her. I also love Yasmin. I don't know her username.
Elvis Presley _King. I know that one.
Oh, I love Travis. Daily Elvis posts.
Travis is so nice as well.
And another person I will throw out there. Ator _TCB. He is the Elvis music king. He is such a talented guitar player. It's crazy. We can do shout outs every single episode. Coke Salad Elvis.
They slap. I don't know who they think they are posting the best. Elvis Presley Chicken Nugget. What is it called? That the three? I want her to comment and tell me. My favorite account that used to exist was called Elvis Sexuals. And if you're an OG Elvis person, you'll know who I'm talking about. And if you're not, bye. Okay, this has been a really good one. I love this idea. I hope next time it's more organized and like fresh. I feel like this has been very intense, maybe even controversial. But if you liked it, stay. If you didn't like it, stay for different content because it's going to get different. It's not always going to be the same.
I always love talking Elvis with people who actually like care about it. So thanks, Maggie, for your willingness to do this with me. I love you a lot. Wait, what's our closing statement? Stay sexy.
Stay sexy. What does Elvis say at the end? He says, until next time, may God bless you as you bless me.
We did not say that.
May God blesses everyone. That's so Christmas. Does a Tiny Tim say that?
All right, until we meet again, may God bless you.
Adios. I'm gonna burp. Okay.
Please keep that in the bloopers. I need it.
Put that in at the end.